Good evening, brothers and sisters. Very warmly I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I rejoice to be together with you before the Lord, to be blessed anew through His Word and through His presence. All are welcome, and we greet also our brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us worldwide via the internet. We have greetings from Angola. They are sitting there listening. I also have to give you greetings from many, from Brazil, from Chile, from Paraguay. I made a little trip, and I can just glorify the Lord for His grace and mercy, thanking Him for the prayers which the Word of God carried. The Lord has blessed beyond measure. Our brothers and sisters were strengthened in the faith, and it's just grace when we see what kind of hunger God has laid into the hearts, and we are preaching the true Word of God. This is our food, brothers and sisters, and this is so important that we experience a growth, not a standstill, but going forward, nourishing from the Word of God, that we believe and that we can have fellowship. Just many greetings. So many greetings in these days. All are grateful for the living and holy Word of God. And also, we are confident today that we receive a good meal, a good food today. We want to praise our Lord with. We start with song number four. Song number four from these little booklets. There is power in the blood.
Möchtest du los sein vom Tanne der Sünd, sich Kraft in den Blut, Kraft in den Blut, von deinen Seelen den Frieden gewinnt, denn Reinigungskraft hat das Blut. Es ist Kraft, Kraft, wunderbare Kraft in den Blut, in den Blut. Es ist Kraft, Kraft,
Let us also tune in song number 12, When Peace Like a River. Song number 12, It Is Well With My Soul. Wonderful. In him it is well with us. For he has become everything for us. Our Redeemer, our Lord, our Bridegroom. He nourishes us. He clothes us. He cares for us. We received everything from his fullness. Grace above grace. We cannot thank the Lord enough. It's just so wonderful. Now, we would like to read a word for introduction from 1 John chapter 3, from verse 1. First, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. 1 John chapter 3, from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. A wonderful word. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Sons and daughters of God, born again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Are you happy? Are you grateful to God that you can be here tonight? May the Lord bless us together. Please, let us stand up now for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be gathered here tonight under the sound of your word, in your presence. We are aware that you are present to bless us together from the riches of your grace. You made us sons and daughters of God. We thank you and we praise your name. This living hope you have laid into us. Bless each one of us who is gathered here and also all those who are joining us online via the internet. Lord, come to your right with each one of us tonight. Speak the words of life to our hearts so that we are all helped, so that we are strengthened in the faith. We expect that you manifest your presence in our midst tonight by confirming your word which you sent to us. We thank you and we praise your name. Lord, I'm happy to be here tonight, to have fellowship with you and with one another in your word through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. You also see every need, every sickness, all these things, Lord. We lay everything into your hands. Lord, we know that you are still the same. And you, on the cross, you purchased everything. Also our healing. It is finished. That's how you cried it out. And this we receive by faith. whatever we need, whether it's salvation, whether it's healing, deliverance, we receive it from your hand, because you purchased everything for us on the cross of Calvary. Praised be your name. Lord, bless us, be with us, and reveal thyself, and feel at home in our midst. Bless also the Lord's Supper. We thank you, and we praise your name for that, what you have done, and what you are doing tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Dem Herrn sei Dank.
To the Lord be the thanks
für die kostbaren Lieder,
for the precious songs
die schon gesungen haben,
which we have sung already,
Chor,
which the choir has gesungen. Also sung.
Und auch im letzten Lied,
and also in the last song,
mir ist wohl,
it is well with my soul.
Wie oft ist uns in Situationen,
how often,
in denen wir sind, in überhaupt nicht wohl.
How often we don't feel well in many situations.
Herrn,
we don't feel well. But in the Lord,
wenn wir
in the Lord,
werden,
when we become quiet,
in
every situation, werden, when we become quiet, quietly, then the peace of God, which is above every understanding of man, will reign our hearts and minds. Today, it's a special day for me, a day which the Lord has made, a remembrance to my last missionary trip. And before we go into detail, let me just give you quickly the greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie, from Brother Mwamba, from Brother Badi, from Brother Inodi, from Brother Müller, from Germany, from Brother Isaac, from Brother Manasseh, from Brother Willy from England, Brother Ngonga, Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Jean-Claude, Brother Cecil, Brother Nyagi, Nairobi. Then, greetings from Serbia, greetings from Croatia, greetings from Brother Vladimir, from Bashkirian, greetings from another brother, Vladimir, from Krasnodar, also Russia. Then we have greetings from Brother John from Bucharest, greetings from Brother Bambi, Ottawa, greetings from Brother Dumanon, Philippines, greetings from Brother Gerlando from Italy, Greetings
aus dem Flüchtlingslager
from the refugee camp in Kigali, Rwanda. Greetings from Rafael, DRC. Greetings from Brother Yapi. Greetings from Brother Young, Denver, Colorado. Greetings from Brother Atembe, Cameroon. Greetings from Brother and Sister Anderson, New Zealand. Greetings from the assembly in Kinshasa, whoever that might be now. Greetings from Moldavia, from Chisinau. Greetings from Russia, from Brother Elia. The brother knows who he is. Then once again, greetings from Australia. Once again, greetings from Brother Forestieri and the assembly. Brother Emmanuel from England. Brother Ilunga from USA. Greetings from Brother Thabo, South Africa. Greetings from Rwanda. Greetings from Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Solomon, Morocco. Greetings from Brother Galubadi. Greetings from Israel, Kigali. Greetings from Brother Oleg. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Kolwezi. Greetings from Cluj. Greetings from Budapest. Greetings from Yamoussoukro, from Cameroon. Greetings from Philemon. Greetings from Chababa, Zimbabwe. Greetings from Romania. Greetings from the Congo. Greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and all from Finland. I think Brother John, I didn't mention him. Yes, all are sending really greetings from their hearts. And we are very grateful for all brothers in all languages and countries who are available for the Lord so that the word can be carried and so that the food can be carried out, given out. Then we have today visit from Dakar, Senegal, visit from Johannesburg, visit from Guadeloupe, visit from Canada, greetings from Kinshasa, greetings from England, from all over Europe, from all over. We are gathered here. And especially, I would like to welcome our beloved brother Joseph in our midst. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, please stand up so that all can see you. Please turn to the audience. This is the brother who has taken care for everything, who after every sermon, who has given the altar call, and all who have come to the front, all have come to the front because our brother made a summary and has given an altar call. We will say it just now. God bless you in a special way. Then we have Brother Valentin, also from Kinshasa, a special man whom God uses with TV in this way or the other way.
God bless you. God bless you in a very, very special way.
Very grateful, grateful for such brothers. Then we have Brother Didier in our midst, who has accompanied me. Please stand up, Brother Didier. Brother Didier accompanied me from the first to the last day. Then Brother Tati. Brother Tati, please stand up. Where's Brother Tati? Brother Tati, from the first flight, he's the best translator, besides Brother Jean Lambert. Our Brother Jean Lambert is a very good translator from the German into the French language. And our Brother Tati is the best translator from the English into the French language. Just very wonderful that we can reach all the languages serving the Lord. Now, before I give you a very short report, we want to watch about 9 minutes. About 9 minutes, we want to let the thing going down so that you can see briefly how the meetings were. I think we have three places. We recorded three places. And these three meetings we could watch now. If our brothers are here to set up the devices. And then I will give you a short summary.
I wish to greet you in the French language.
J'aimerais vous saluer en français.
But you all understand English.
Mais je pense que vous comprenez tous l'anglais.
Kasi na liké te binoban so bosso la ka anglais.
Dieu vous bénisse richement.
Nzambe apambola bino mingi.
C'est le jour Dieu fait pour nous tous.
Ezali mokolo oyo nzambe ya sala pour na biso banso.
Psalm 118.
Ezali na loyembo kama na zomi na mwambe.
C'est le jour spécial pour nous tous.
Ezali mokolo ekeseni na mikolo nyonso pour na biso banso.
Que Dieu soit avec nous ce soir.
Nzambe azala elongo na biso na pokwa na lelo.
Que la volonté de Dieu soit faite.
Ete mokano na nzambe ekokisama.
Avec chacun de nous.
Elongo na moko na moko na biso.
God bless you all.
Que Dieu vous bénisse tous.
Nzambe apambola bino banso. Mboli na oetali moko na moko na bino.
How many love the Lord Jesus Christ?
Combien aiment le Seigneur Jésus Christ?
Bazali boni bayebalingi nkolo Yesu Christo.
How many love the word of God?
Combien aiment la parole de Dieu?
Bazali boni bayebalingi lo bana nzambe.
How many believe every promise God made?
Combien croient chaque promesse que Dieu a donnée?
Bazali boni bayebandimeli la kanyoso nzambe ya pesa.
Beloved brothers and sisters.
Bien-aimés frères et sœurs.
Balingami nangai bande ko bali basi.
On the day of Pentecost,
au jour de la Pentecôte,
na mikolo nan kite la,
2000 years ago,
il y a de cela 2000 ans,
esali mibu koto mibale,
there were 3,000 who gave their life to Christ.
Il y a eu 3,000 qui ont donné leur vie au Seigneur.
Ezalaka koto misato mapesa kabo moyina mongwe pa inankolo.
And they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Et ils furent baptisés dans le nom du Seigneur Jésus.
Pe baptisa makina nkomo nankolo Yesu Christo.
May all the crowd stand to your feet.
Et que toute la foule puisse se lever.
Et tukuluku na batonyo so botelema.
We are grateful to Almighty God.
Nous sommes très reconnaissants vers le Dieu.
Bondima yango na
sekino. Thousands are gathered.
Des milliers sont rassemblés.
Bankoto basangani.
Hundreds have come forward to receive Christ.
Et des centaines sont venus devant pour recevoir Christ.
Et bankama bayeli boso pona
kuyamba Christ. To be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Et d'être baptisé dans le nom du Seigneur Jésus Christ.
May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you.
Que les bénédictions du Dieu tout-puissant reposent sur vous.
Mapamboli na nguya na nzambe.
If you believe, say amen.
Si vous avez cru, dites amen.
Say amen.
Dites amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
nous le disions,
pendant que les jours de votre visitation est venu, les jours où la promesse de Dieu vient de s'accomplir sur votre terre.
My beloved brothers and sisters,
mes bien-aimés frères et sœurs,
let me say this in closing.
Permettez-moi vous dire ceci avant de clôturer.
I wish to return from this place.
J'aimerais quitter cet endroit
with the assurance in my heart,
ayant l'assurance dans mon cœur,
that you will not be foolish and follow a man,
que vous ne serez pas des vierges folles et suivre un homme.
Let me see your hand.
Que je vois vos mains.
If you will believe the word of God only,
si vous croyez seulement la parole de Dieu,
soyez
sages par la parole de Dieu.
Soyez
en contact avec Dieu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Par le Saint-Esprit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Et le Saint-Esprit.
Inspire the word of God.
A inspiré la parole de Dieu.
And therefore we are led by the Holy Spirit.
Ainsi nous sommes conduits par le Saint-Esprit.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Bénis sont vos yeux, car ils voient.
Blessed are your ears, for they hear.
Bénis sont vos oreilles, car elles entendent.
Blessed are your hearts, for they believe.
Bénis sont vos cœurs, car ils croient.
May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you.
Que les bénédictions du Dieu Tout-Puissant reposent sur vous.
May God bless Brother Joseph in a special way.
Et que Dieu bénisse notre frère Joseph et les autres d'une manière particulière.
May God bless the two interpreters.
Que Dieu bénisse les deux interprètes.
I'm almost sure this might be my last visit.
Je suis presque sûr que ceci est ma dernière visite.
How many wish to be ready when the Lord returns?
Combien voudraient être prêts quand le Seigneur reviendra?
God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
So I go back with the assurance in my heart.
Ainsi je retourne avec l'assurance dans mon cœur.
That I will see all of you again.
Que je vous reverrai encore.
Amen.
God bless you. Que Dieu vous bénisse.
The Lord is in this place.
Le Seigneur est dans cet endroit.
This is the last meeting on this trip.
Ceci est la dernière réunion de ce voyage.
God has done great things.
Dieu a fait des grandes choses.
Mungu alifanya maneno makubwa.
But let this be the greatest day.
Mais que ceci soit le jour le plus glorieux.
Lakini ikuwe siku ya utukufu kabisa.
The greatest day in your life.
Le jour le plus glorieux dans votre vie.
Siku ya utukufu kabisa ya maisha yenu.
You believe every promise.
Vous croyez chaque promesse.
Munaamini kila malako.
You have received the word of truth.
Avez-vous reçu la parole de la vérité?
Neno la ukweli.
And you promise never to receive any interpretation.
Et vous promettez que vous n'allez jamais
reçu quelconque
interprétation.
God will never seal an error.
Dieu ne va jamais sceller l'erreur.
Mungu atatiwaka kama muhuri kosa.
You must be the pure word of God.
Vous devez être la pure parole de Dieu.
You must have received the word of truth.
Vous devez avoir reçu la parole de la vérité.
And you have a right to be sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Et vous avez le droit d'être scellé du Saint-Esprit.
And just say this in your heart.
Dites-le seulement dans votre cœur.
Or even say it with your lips.
Et même dites-le de votre bouche.
Lord, you made this day.
Seigneur, tu as fait ce jour.
Especially for me.
Et particulièrement pour moi.
I believe the word of truth.
Je crois la parole de la vérité.
And I be sealed by the Spirit of truth.
Et je serai scellé du Saint-Esprit.
Lord God,
Seigneur Dieu,
Bwana Mungu,
I commit the whole congregation to you.
Je te consacre toute cette congrégation.
Mina kutolea hii makutano yote.
And especially Brother Kazadi.
Et particulièrement Frère Kazadi.
Na kwa upekee ndugu Kazadi.
And all the ministering brethren.
Et tous les frères dans le ministère.
Na banduku bote mutuma.
That all will understand.
Que tous puissent comprendre.
Bote wapate kuelewa.
We who preach the word of God.
Nous qui prêchons la parole.
Si, si,
we are of God.
Nous sommes de Dieu.
And
those who hear the word of
et
God.
Et ceux qui écoutent la parole de Dieu.
They are of God.
Vous êtes de Dieu.
So we praise you for this day.
Ainsi nous te louons pour ce jour.
This is the day you made for all.
C'est le jour que tu as fait pour chacun de nous.
Lord bless this city.
Oh Seigneur, bénis cette ville.
Bless your people.
Bénis ton peuple.
Bless the government.
Bénis le gouvernement.
Have your way. Have your way.
Ça va ton chemin, ton chemin. Alléluia.
Alléluia. Alléluia.
To the Lord be the thanks. You received a brief insight into that what God has done. I just read to you. I just read. On the 9th of July in Goma, there were gathered 12,000 people.
Davon ließen sich
84 of them were baptized afterward. In Kinshasa, on the 10th of July, 18,000 were gathered, and afterward, 478 were baptized. In Bandaka, there were 4,000 people gathered and 38 were baptized. In the second meeting in Kinshasa on the 12th of July, 12,000 were gathered and after the sermon 241 were baptized. In Kolwezi on the 14th of July, there were 9,000 people gathered, and after the service, 32 were baptized. All together, 798 within a week after the services, not counting the brothers and sisters after the last meeting in Lubumbashi. God has really given grace, and we are very grateful to Him. Once again, we say to our brothers, we say thanks from the bottom of our hearts. Really, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. It's a country where the brothers are not hearkening to strange doctrines, but who are really settled in the Word of God. And one sees the fruit. And please permit me this remark, whether it were 12,000 or whether it were 4,000 or 18,000, 95% of all these listeners, they are our brothers and sisters. They are our brothers and sisters. There in local assemblies are 4,000 people gathered, 5,000, 6,000 believers, to also hear the word of God now, today. And we are greeting all, whether in Kolwezi, whether in Lubumbashi, in Goma, in Kinshasa, in Bujimai, in Kisangani, wherever, May the Lord God bless our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are just so grateful for the possibilities. When I think about it, since 38 years, I visit this country, and over and again I was there, and the Lord has really given fruit by His grace. To Him be the glory for it. We have also reports of others, and a special report today, there was the first TV program in the Persian Gulf, the first program of the capital in Pakistan. Today, at around 16 hours, was the TV program, and a whole year, every Saturday, we will have a program, and every Wednesday, the program will be repeated, so that all of the region can hear the word of the Lord. And we are grateful for our brother Michael, who makes himself the effort to arrange everything and to makes it possible. To Him, the Almighty God, be really the thanks for it, that we have all possibilities now, making use of them to bring the word of the Lord. And in Kinshasa, the brothers can testify of it. The president has heard the whole sermon, and he commanded the cardinal also to listen to the sermon. God is really doing great things, and the sermons were also broadcasted there by the TV. All of the country was visited by God's grace, and we are just so grateful. I said it here before. In this kind of way, I never experienced it before. In an airport terminal, in a waiting room, where people are just coming in, there suddenly the policeman stands before me and he says, "Please pray for me. I have watched and heard the TV program." And there, in this waiting room, I prayed for this policeman. Other cases I could report of that, what God has done. But today we are here to have a new experience with God, to rededicate our lives to the Lord. And as our brother emphasized already, that may it be worth it, that we make such far journeys to hear the word of the Lord. One could report much about that, what is going on, especially with Israel. But the Lord God, He is watching over everything, and He is never too late. Everything what He purposed, this will happen. In our country, we have the most terrible news now. It was in the newspaper last Tuesday. The Luther Bible shall be translated now, a new, edited, 15,000 scriptures shall be changed. And then it will not be written anymore, and the Spirit of God was moving, but the wind was moving. It is incomprehensible what people dare to make now. It is incomprehensible. And this Bible shall then be ready for the year of Jubilee 2017. Really, one really feels otherwise when one thinks about how far the people go with blasphemy, also with the Word of God. Of course, in the various translations, there are a bit differences, yes, but he who finds grace in the sight of God, these differences are no problem at all. But all who are led by the Spirit of God, they recognize the truth. Yeah. One could go into detail here. We have heard a wonderful word for the word of introduction. And brothers and sisters, the respect which God has given us before His holy word is the greatest gift which was given to us. Simply to believe, as the scripture says, as we read in the Epistle of John in chapter 3, just very, very powerful. Once again, verse 2 from 1 John chapter 3. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And this brings us straight to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That the Lord returns and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we, who we are alive and remain, we shall be changed, and together with them we shall be raptured to meet the Lord in the air and to enter the marriage supper. When one thinks about it, of what kinds of things are believed, also among those who refer to Brother Branham, then one really feels once again otherwise. When the brother in Virginia told me, Brother Frank, the rapture has taken place already. And I looked at him and I was asking him, how? This is a revelation. And when you have the revelation, then you are raptured already. I said, one moment, please. It doesn't work like that. You are here and I'm here. You are not changed and I'm also not changed. And then he really said, I'm raptured. And you are still here. I said, we are both here. We are both here. No. Thanks be to God for the clarity in the Word of God. When our Lord comes, then we shall see Him and we will be changed. This is the mystery, brothers and sisters. And also every time when we sing songs which hit the kernel, namely the Word, the blood of the new covenant. What is it about? In the blood is the life. And our Lord has given his life for me and for you. His blood he has shed. Also this we emphasized time and again. We are grateful for the revelation which God has given to Brother Branham, who could say, the angel of the Lord stood in my room and he told me precisely what has happened on that day. And because the original sin happened by begetting in the flesh and in the blood, therefore our Lord had to come into a body by begetting of the Spirit, to give his blood for us, to give his life for us, so that we are redeemed from the fall and that we receive reconciliation and forgiveness of God, receiving eternal life. Also the emphasis now, right? In the word of introduction, the emphasis that the Lord, or in the prayer it was said, that the Lord may confirm his word. And to this, we just need to read the last two verses in Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 19 and 20. Mark 16, 19 and 20. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. The Lord was working with them. There was not only a proclamation, there were results, salvation, healing, deliverance. And brothers and sisters, with this we are counting also tonight, because thus is the original commission, that in the name of our Lord, remission of sins should be preached to all nations. Luke 24. And this we're doing now. We are not only having a message, we have a divine message. Be ye reconciled with God. Come back to God. Come back to the Word. Come back to the original foundation. And whoever reads the statements of Brother Branham, what he connects with the message, back to the doctrine of the apostles. And before that, the message is back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to that what God has done at that time. And here we have it. In Luke 24, we have the commission and the words of our Lord. Here it's written, from verse 44 up to 47. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Here we have the kernel of the divine commission, repentance and remission of sins. Without repentance, no forgiveness is possible at all. First, the Spirit of God must come upon us, convicting us of sin, working repentance in us, so that we can work repentance, that we can repent, saying, Lord, forgive me, be merciful to us, to me. John the Baptist started with the word repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our Lord also started, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Peter, in the first sermon, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us say it in the presence of God. What is it about today? Of course, not only to speak of a message. It is about the experience of salvation, which we must make personally with God. The teaching comes afterward. But firstly, we must find grace in the sight of God, saying, Lord, receive me. I'm a sinner, miserable, not worthy that I come to you. Forgive me, receive me just as I am, and be merciful to me, sinner. And then we experience it, that also that tears are rolling down, that we really recognize ourselves in the presence of God as we are. Why do I say this? There are newcomers in our midst. There are youngsters in our midst who have not yet made an experience with God. And we really want that all are part of it when the Lord returns to take His own home. And when our Lord Himself said, except that somebody is born again, otherwise he cannot even see the kingdom of God, then also this belongs to it. Not only forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace, but receiving the Word of God as a seed into our hearts, so that the Holy Spirit can come upon this seed of the Word, and so that the new divine life can be created in us. There are so many connections which lead us to God, just that we know the Lord means well with us, and He wants that we all reach the goal. And now, coming to the main thing, about which is now important. Brothers and sisters, I said to myself to read in every sermon the Divine Commission, to read this Divine Commission, which was given to Brother Branham, just to know that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but that we could recognize the day and the message and the messenger, the divine commission, respecting it. When the Lord sends someone, then we may receive Him, of course, and then we can believe with all our hearts what God has said and the commission which He had to carry out. Don't be angry with me, but it must be said time and again. Today, it's not worthwhile to anyone to read Luke 24, verse 14. The kingdom of the gospel shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. How many evangelists are preaching their own gospel? And Paul, already in Galatians 1, he has written, whoever preaches another gospel that I preached and that the apostles preached, what shall happen with such people? And on that day they will come and they will say, have we not in your name? And the Lord will say, I don't know you. The grace which God has given us is really to believe that the promise that God would send a prophet has found fulfillment, and that the message is really reaching the ends of the earth. Brothers and sisters, just think of it. Of the 192 countries who have embassies, we are reaching now 172, and the rest will be reached by them who are dwelling in the neighborhood. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached with all what belongs to it, is now being preached for a witness. Let me read it quickly. Here, many people, also newspaper reporters, were standing there at the banks. They had said once again, look up. And when I looked up, this light came down. People fainted, and a voice sounded which shook the whole region, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So the message that was given to you will be the forerunner of the second coming of Christ. Not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. It's just so powerful that we can respect and that we know God has taken the messenger, but the message is left unto us. The freshly revealed word from the throne of God. The Lord has taken us into the most holy place. The Ark of the Covenant is open. All the mysteries were revealed, and we may believe as the scripture has said. Brothers and sisters, now in reference to the Lord's Supper, in this year we didn't celebrate the Lord's Supper yet, and suddenly the thought came to me, people are coming from near and far. And let me say this quickly here. It would be really good if all churches at all places, also all home cells, would celebrate the Lord's Supper independently from us, really independent from us. And I also say why. Because it is written three times that they were breaking the bread in their houses. But when we have it here once or two times a year, then really for the reason that all who are living in the dispersion, that they also can have part. Because every time when we have the Lord's Supper, then we confess to that what the Lord has done for us. today, something very special is on my heart in connection with forgiveness, in connection with grace. Something very special. And this is the prayer of our Lord, namely the Lord's Prayer. Let me read from Matthew, Matthew chapter 6. And I think, whoever can, let us stand up. Matthew chapter 6. The Lord taught us to pray. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9.
Darum sollt ihr so beten.
After this manner, therefore, pray. So, the Lord Himself commanded us how we should pray. Please, pay attention to every statement which comes now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We say, Amen. Hallowed be thy name, which is above every name. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let us say amen to it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we are still on the earth. And may it be our sincere desire, thy will be done in my life. Then verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. And also to this we say amen. Because the Lord is giving us enough food in both realms. And now comes the main thing. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us as we have forgiven. Don't impute us just as we don't impute anything to others. Forgive us totally so that nothing is left of it. Then, in verse
13,
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But now comes the important verse for all of us. Verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You can be seated. I tell you, this really touched my heart today. Everywhere are problems. Everywhere are misunderstandings, whether old or young, whether marriages, whether families. And mostly, the forgiveness is the big problem. Really, to forgive with all your heart, so that we are forgiven. So, this scripture May it really speak to all of us. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us as we have forgiven. Don't impute us anything, just as we don't impute anything to others. Give us full forgiveness, full reconciliation by grace. For that's how also Paul has written it, that to us was given the ministry of reconciliation, that we can cry out, "Be ye reconciled with God." And this wonderful gospel of the grace of God we are preaching. And let us say it once again. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. The blood of the new covenant was shed. The letter of requirements was torn into pieces. And we may receive one another just as God received us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And also today, the Lord's Supper, celebrating it together, knowing that we will celebrate it anew with the Lord, just as our Savior said himself in Matthew chapter 26. We have it, the confirmation of that what our Lord has said at that time. Matthew chapter 26, from verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Brothers and sisters, let us also read Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, before the words of the Lord's Supper. Colossians chapter 1. Here we have a direct summary of that, of what it is actually all about. Colossians 1, verse 21 and 22. "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled you in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." Who can comprehend this? No accusation anymore. Unblameable in the sight of God. I wrote it down, what Brother Branham has said on the 25th of November 1965, what he said to the true believers at that time. Ye are the virgin, the blood-bought virgin bride. Every man, every woman who is born of the Spirit of God, they are washed in the blood of Christ. They are free from all sin, and they are living out every word of God by faith, namely as it is written. They are before God as they would have never sinned. You are perfect by the blood of Jesus Christ. Just very mighty. The redemption has really taken place. Let us not look on our mistakes and problems. Let us put off the old man and let us put on the new man. And let us thank God for the grace which was given to us, that we may really glorify the Word, the Blood, and the Spirit, knowing that God has made all things well, and He will make all things well at His return, when also the changing of our bodies will take place. Let us say it for the glory of the Lord. We were pardoned to carry on the word. We were pardoned to bring the last message, the last call, and all who are of God, they will hear His voice. And let me say this also, every time let me emphasize it. The true men sent from God do not join the people with themselves, but with God, really with God. And therefore, also, since the going home of Brother Branham, we are, of course, joined with God. We are followers of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are, of course, not following a Paul or Brother Branham or a Brother Frank. We are following our Lord who has redeemed us, who has given His life for us. And therefore, we are grateful that His messengers have preached His word and are continuing to preach His word. When you see me with a painful face, then really only because so many different directions came up. But thanks be to God, there is one true direction, and this is aligned according to the word of God. And this we can also say, for everything what Brother Branham was teaching, what he taught, God has opened our understanding for it, beginning with a fall, really, beginning with a fall, up into all eternity. Everything is clear for him who is led by the Spirit of God. Everything is clear and understandable. It was revealed. And the Spirit of God leads into all the truth. Also, up to the very important point that Brother Branham had really to say, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. And therefore, we carry this divine message. We would not have any message if there would not have been a messenger. God had to send a man to reveal the word which was promised for our time and to lead us into the plan of salvation in this time. Now we will sing a chorus before we then read the words for the Lord's Supper. And we ask the brothers to prepare the table. And we sing a chorus. Who says a chorus? The blood of the Lamb. Thou art Brother Thomas, Brother Terai, Brother Helmut Frank, Brother Juri Kebernik, Brother Jan Kupka, Brother Michael Ziegler, Brother Eddie Gebauer, Brother Manfred Skraps, to come to the front. Brother Herbert Zotzmann, please also come. We all stand up for prayer. Together we pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the grace and faithfulness and love which we could again experience, for the salvation which it was in the blood and wounds of Jesus Christ, that today we may have this fellowship with you among one another. For you were longing to have this fellowship together with your disciples and tonight with us. Lord, we ask you, bless this Lord's Supper. Bless the bread which we will break, which represents your body, which was broken for all of us. Lord, let us examine ourselves and let us have part in this supper. Lord, we consecrate ourselves to you. Purify us by the blood of Jesus Christ from all sins, Lord. And as we have heard it right now, forgive us, Lord, just as we have forgiven all who have trespassed against us, Lord. Let us experience an hour of reconciliation before your throne. For we are all partaking of this body. Bless us now, Lord, and give us grace in the divine love to remember you, Lord, what you have done for us, Lord. To you be the thanks and adoration and glory in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Schmidt, thank also. Brother Ziegler, take the bread. Great God, you took at that time the bread and you broke it, Lord. And so we are standing now in your presence, Lord, and we ask you, bless this bread and all who partake of it, Lord of heaven, as you have broken it at that time, so we are breaking it now. Please, bless it, Lord. Bless for the glory of your name. Thank you for it. And as already said, bless each one who partakes of it. Amen. While the bread is broken, let me read the admonishing words from 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verse 26. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. This admonition we must read, and we must say that all who received and experienced the redemption, they are justified to examine themselves and afterward to eat and to drink. But really only those who experienced the redemption personally, who can say, just as sure as the sun standeth in the sky, so sure I, sinner, have received forgiveness. The Lord's Supper is a remembrance to that what has happened for us. But it not only happened for us, it must have happened in us and with us and through us, that the full forgiveness, that the full reconciliation and grace and salvation was really given to us by his grace. So let us examine ourselves, not the other one. As we read it in Matthew 6, in the prayer of our Lord, forgiving with all your heart, And once again the emphasis, the same as for the baptism, the very same applies for the Lord's Supper. To baptize can only be who really experienced the forgiveness of sins by faith. Because the baptism is a confirmation that we received and accepted the forgiveness. Therefore, the forgiveness must be preached to all nations. Firstly, and as written in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The same applies for the Lord's Supper. We need the experience of salvation to partake of the bread and wine. And now we will bow our heads and will abide in prayer. And all who have not yet received this final assurance and who would like to receive it now, that we just pray with one another and for one another, so that all can partake in a worthy way of the Lord's Supper, all who dedicated their lives to the Lord and who experienced the deliverance, the salvation, and forgiveness. While we are having our heads bowed, may I really ask that all who would like to be included into this prayer, please raise your hand briefly. Do we have? Yes, all over. Really? All over. Everywhere. Beloved Lord, let it be manifested today that we preached the gospel of grace, the gospel of reconciliation, the gospel of forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb, that we heard it and that we believe it today with all our hearts, that you, the Lamb of God, died for us on the cross of Calvary. You have given yourself as an offering. You have shed your blood, the blood of the new covenant. Beloved Lord, together we ask you for forgiveness for all. For forgiveness for all who are here today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Believe now and receive it and partake of the Lord's Supper in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Praise and thanks. We are grateful to God for the grace and faithfulness, for the privilege that we are having part in all that what God is still doing in our time. And we praise His holy name. And for this we want to stand up, giving Him the glory together. Great God, we thank You for Your grace and faithfulness. We thank You, Lord, that You kept us, Your holy word, that You have put Your holy word upon the lampstand, giving us the grace to recognize Your will, Your commands. Lord Jesus, let us fulfill them for the glory of Thy name. For all who love You and Your word, love also one another. Thank You for it. Please bless each one who is present here and also those who are not present. Lord in heaven, bless them and want to praise You together. And should there be a tomorrow for us, we ask You for Your grace also for tomorrow, for the hours of preparation. Prepare our hearts to receive You, bringing You the glory. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.